It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey, I'm so sorry. All of a sudden, I got stung. It was so bizarre. I never got stung since I was a kid, so.
Bee sting in Atlantic City.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent episodes have included guests Jemima Kirk, Ashley Zuckerman, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chase Sui Wonders and Wyatt Olaf, Def Leppard, Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's, Les Claypool from Primus, Kylie Rogers from Bo is Afraid, Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, Jared Leto, Michael Stipe of REM, and so much more. That's all up at the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actor, musician, voiceover artist, John Roberts. You'll, of course, know John as Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers. He is also a musician. He's got a brand new single called Danger that we're going to be talking about. He'll tell us how 80s music has been a major influence on him. Getting to drive Knight Rider's kit in the music video for Danger, and having Margaret Cho grinding on that very car. John's also going to go on to discuss his friendship with Blondie's Debbie Harry, how the writer's strike has affected Bob's Burgers, and how Linda Belcher has been an inspiration for women, moms, and LGBTQ people. All that's and more. We're talking Danger. It's Kyle Meredith with John Roberts.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's a pleasure to have you. I'll say the thing I guess everybody says, you might be familiar with a lot of your work, one of those being the voice of Linda on Bob's Burgers, but you've got this whole other side to you, this musical side that's, in the public eye, it was about, 5 or 6 years old now?
Yeah, about 5 years since I started. I made an EP with Big Black Delta, who's an incredible artist, and slowly been cranking them out since then, but it's been great. I'm working with Junior Sanchez, did some stuff with Baby Daddy from Scissor Sisters, so I've been really fortunate to work with really talented producers, and currently still writing with Junior, and this latest release, Danger, is with Junior as well.
Which, by the way, is a fun song, and you mentioned working with Baby Daddy. What that was back on Good Old Days that came out last year. And was such a fun song in itself. And I know Jake from Scissor Sisters really well. And I had met Baby Daddy, but I love the sounds that you all made.
Yeah, we all kind of came up together in a way. Worked at the same restaurants and stuff before the publication. No, I don't know. Yeah, it was like the early aughts, kind of. Electro Clash and all that.
Well, it's cool when that's, I mean, when the whole friend group kind of comes up like that, but seriously, the sounds you're making, and you have this new single called Danger, which is so much fun. And maybe we just start there. Like, so this is our first listen this year on something that's, I guess, is coming to an album. Where does this track come from? What can you tell me about this?
Well, this is a track that Junior gave me, and I have a home studio, so I just kind of played around with it, and it came pretty quickly. And then we like to record in Asbury Park, New Jersey, a very cool studio. And basically, I was recording my vocals, and I was around someone that had COVID, but I tested that morning, did not have COVID, but when I got home, I did. So basically recorded that with COVID too. It's a fun little fact. I didn't get anyone sick, so that's good. You can still enjoy the song. And
lyrics, what do you call that, like COVID osmosis that we're all going to get from hearing it? That's not,
yeah,
part of
you
it.
Might get COVID if you hear it. No, you won't. You won't get COVID if you're vaccinated. And I love the beat per minute. I love, I love the track right away, and it's a nice, comfortable pace for me. Me and Junior did a lot of more housey kind of stuff on the first album that I did. And it was fun, but it was fun to write a lot of songs, but I like slowing it down and kind of doing singles and also slowing the beat down too. So it's kind of just finding my sound, which I feel like is just really starting to happen now. But that's, it's very independent, and it's happening in an organic kind of way. So it feels right.
So what would you define that as, finding your sound? Like on this track, especially in some of the other tracks, there is that bit of that 80s callback there. Like, is that part of it?
Well, sure. I mean, my favorite decade of music is probably the 80s, and because there was just so much going on. I think that you find your sound when you go in the studio a lot and you record a lot. So the more you record, and the better you get, and you listen to yourself and kind of see what people are responding to, that all helps a lot. But also just finding your key, and this newer stuff, besides Danger, I have some other singles I'll release this year with really great harmonies and things like that we didn't really cut into with that the first stuff that we were working on. So this feels, feels more right for me.
What's a nice intro for this year? And that sound, of course, we're talking about that. I looking back at some of the stuff, what I've got Depeche Mode poster over my shoulder. And did I just see that you hit a stop on this tour?
Oh yeah. I love Depeche Mode. So good. Just one of the best. And I love new wave, and a lot of that Tears for Fears, George Michael, Wham, there a lot of the male vocalists from the 80s, it was a freer time. Everything wasn't so aggressive, and kind of, you could be pretty gay, actually, even if you were straight. It was kind of, there was a femme energy coming that, in the 80s that I appreciate.
Yeah, what was that? And what perfect timing, because we're talking about stuff and like Frankie Goes to Hollywood just reunited, and the Buggles are playing their first tour ever. It's like something's in the air right now. I don't know just what we're talking about.
Well, I do. I miss, melody, chorus, things like that, songs that you can remember. And I do like to come up with a good melody and a chorus.
Well, it's in there.
It's there. It's all there.
It's all there. And we'll be right back right after this.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Roberts. And then you've got this great music video that, of course, goes along with it.
Yeah, so Well, part of also being old from the 80s is we used to watch a show called Knight Rider, which people probably don't, I don't know, young people don't know about it. But it was a talking car and it was very cool. And I just thought for this, you know, how fun would it be to do like, you know, an episode of Knight Rider and just have some fun visually with it, which seems like a better fit for me to draw people in to my music. They're always expecting maybe some hijinks or, you know, something stupid. So this is really stupid. No, it's, you know, got Margaret Cho and it's put together very well, did a great job. You know, Ned directed it, Ned Stressenritter, and we had, you know, a really fun time making it. The crew and just getting Kit, you know, I got to drive Kit myself and do all my own stunts. And that felt like a, you know, really ridiculous and cool, but, it was fun just driving Kit around Malibu. You know, I was like, wow, I'm really living my childhood dream here, even though, you know, nobody wants to drive Kit anymore, except for me probably, but
I don't know. And for what it's worth, you know, younger people knowing about that show, it's usually a trivia question these days, right? Because you have the younger people who watched Boy and Girl Meets World. And so they know, oh, the actor, right. You know, Mr. Feeney was the voice. Like, that's usually how that comes up in conversation. So it's still out there, you know, it's even without.
Right. Well, yeah, Kit's pretty famous. And David Hasselhoff is, you know, he's absolutely huge, especially in Berlin. And, you know, at the end of the video I did, there was a poster at Spencer's Gifts of David Hasselhoff that, you know, I was obsessed with. So I kind of recreated the poster and we just added the hard boiled eggs just for fun. So that was, you know, that was really fun. We laughed a lot.
How does that script get pitched to all of your friends? Like, you've got Margaret sort of gyrating on the car at some point. Like, is that part of like, here's
right.
What gonna, yeah. Right from the beginning.
Oh, well, no, that's the thing. We're all kind of like-minded freaks. So all you see is like, hey, Margaret, show up. We got Kit. Knight Rider, she's like, there, I'm there, done. You know, action. Margaret's, you know, starts grinding on the car. You know, nobody had to tell her to do that. It's just natural instincts. You know, it's like Nomi from Showgirls. You know, she didn't learn it in any class.
That's inside. You know, that's inside.
Well, yeah, she learned it on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great video. And what did you call, like, where are you all shooting that when you're in that barren building space?
So that was a Franklin Lloyd Wright place that he never finished. I guess he ran out of money. Happens to the best of us, huh? Writer's strike, maybe. So basically, yeah, it's like this shelled out, gorgeous structure. So that was in Malibu. It was beautiful views, and we got this drone team to film me with the Kit, and it was pretty gorgeous day, and you know, it's very surreal, fun thing to do.
And it looks great. It really does. It looks great, the whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So back it up a little bit, you know, as we talk about, you know, you're about, you know, 5 years into this part of your career. And maybe I'm late on this question here, but why now? Why did it take, you know, just a few years ago for you finally to make this jump? And I point out some of the obvious things. Obviously, you've been singing in Bob's Burgers for a long time, so singing isn't new for you. But why did you just now sort of take this jump?
Well, in the early aughts, I was in another band, Optigrab. It was kind of goofy and fun. And, you know, we had an EP. We would tour all around Manhattan, Bowery Ballroom and Mercury Lounge. And we opened for Blondie, and yeah, we played with Scissor Sisters and Tom Tom Club. We had, you know, a really good time, and I've always had samplers and keyboards and things in my room. I was just more of like a wallflower. You know, I was kind of just finding myself downtown dealing with my sexuality, and, you know, it's like, what do I want to say? And then comedy kind of took over with my YouTube videos and Bob's, and, you know, so basically just found finally, you know, Big Black Delta, and started that really got the wheels turning, you know, finding people to work with is so hard in a way to you know, bond with and just have them interested in working with you. And I think, you know, it takes a while to find those people, to be honest. And I'm happy it's at this stage in my life. I feel like, you know, I'm Gen Xer, but you know, we still have some we still have some energy and some things to say. And it's music is something that you could do for the rest of your life. You know, I know I'm an indie act, and you know, I just enjoy the challenge of trying to write a good song, and you know, so it's something that I enjoy doing, and I'm just going to continue to do that because, you know, why not? I mean, it's a gift to have that, you know, ability to kind of get lost in something. And right now it's music, you know, and, you know, Bob's Burgers serves me, you know, well, and comedy wise, and it also allows me to, you know, make a ridiculous music video and, you know, work with great producers. So that feels good.
I didn't know that you all had opened up for Blondie back then, because Debbie Harry, I mean, she comes back, you know, in this part of the story too. I mean, is she, I don't know, has she been like a mentor, or is it just sort of a friend? Like, what is that professional relationship?
Yeah, she's very, I mean, we've done YouTube videos, and I met her with OptiGrab. We opened for them. That's kind of how our relationship began. And she was always a real big champion of my music, and just on a personal friendship level, very supportive. And that really meant a lot to me in terms of, you know, I have such great respect for her, obviously. And, you know, to have that support, it was like, oh, maybe I am a little good at this, you know. And and then, you know, she was on my first album, Lights Out. You know, we have that song together, Lights Out. And then, you know, she's really into it. So, you know, it's just, you know, means a lot to me to have her support. And Beth Ditto, I did the song with her as well, Nobody. And that was also like, wow, I really have some kick-ass women in my life that are, you know, want to collaborate. So, and that's something I always want to do, is, you know, work with other artists, especially women, and, you know, people that are good at what they do, obviously elevates what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, those are two amazing names right there. Both of them, Beth and of course, Debbie. And I was talking with Clem from Blondie the other day, and of course they've got the new record coming out this year, apropos of just what we're talking about. And Pollinator, when it came out a few years ago, was one of my favorites. I just cannot wait to hear what they've got in store, because somehow 40 plus years and they're still cranking out incredible music.
Incredible. And she's still, you know, touring. I mean, I was on Pollinator, you know, that they asked me to be on a Love Level, and, you know, I was so nervous and excited that, you know, I was like, am I going to screw it up, or, you know, and it's such a great song. And just to be there in the studio recording that was, you know, because it is really kick-ass album. So just to be a part of that, all genius stuff. And, you know, they're true inspiration, real artists, great, great, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Roberts. And I did want to quickly hit on Bob's only because you had mentioned the writer's strike. And I'm just curious, you know, because I don't know how far you all work ahead. I know you have to in the animated world, but is how much is this affecting your day to day right now?
Well, yeah, we're pretty much that's a wrap for until we can get, you know, get it together. So, you know, and I think the strike's going to go on for maybe a little while here. So, you know,
don't they know how it's going to end? The same way it has always ended. The writers will win every time. Like, why?
I don't know, the corporate pigs, what they're thinking. I'm just happy to, you know, I to fight for, you know, what's right here. And that's, you know, people need to be able to make a living, and there's enough to go around. So figure it out. You know,
it's just incredible to see it happening, you know, time and time again. Anyway, I do love what you guys do on the show, and it's incredible. I mean, you're over 250 episodes now. You're well over 250 episodes. I mean,
yeah, we're truly like such a small percentage of television, and, you know, like it's crazy to be involved in a show that's gone this long with such great people and such quality. You know, it's the perfect dream job that I never saw coming, but feels right.
Yeah, I was talking. It was actually my ex-wife. We're still good buddies. But we were. She's a massive fan of the show too. And so I was just saying, like, oh, you know, I get to do this interview, and we were talking a little bit, and she was just pointing out, you know, for Linda, such a strong representation of women and wives and mothers that's out there. And it's just like, you know, how much of that really does go on your mind on this, because she has come to represent such an important part of our society.
Well, it's funny, you know, my mom was like, my parents divorced. I was very young. My mom was pretty much a single mom, worked like 2-3 jobs, very liberal, and always pretty much loved us unconditionally, accepted us for who we are. And just, you know, a lot of the things that Linda, you know, represents. And then you have all these amazing female writers and just writers in general from Bob's that maybe when the show started out didn't have kids, and then, you know, embraced parenthood, and that really brought in a lot of rich, you know, stories and very real things to Linda, a lot of depth. And you know, she's, I think, just Bob's in general, because of Lauren and how progressive everyone is, they really do, you know, think that way, and, you know, accept, you know, it's very accepting kind of show. So it brings, I think, a lot of people good, you know, mental health at the end of the day, or things, just some kind of a relief. And, you know, women under attack right now, LGBTQ people are under attack, and it's, you know, it is a great bright light, you know, right now, you know, even in the smallest way.
You all really do make the world a better place, you know, with what you're doing in whatever little corner of the TV world, as you were just talking about. It's important work.
Yeah, it keeps things, you know, keeps us all sane.
Well, and on the other side, I'm really happy that you're doing the music thing too, because again, I've become such a fan. I didn't even bring up Dirty Little Secret. That's such a great song. I love that. I've played this song so much.
That's so nice. Yeah, that's Big Black Delta. You know, again, he's really genius producer. I'd love to work with him again. And, you know, that I love that song too. It's, you know, I'm gonna definitely perform that live. I'll be getting some live stuff going on sooner than later. And you know, I'm excited to put out more of these new songs. I'm working with some great a creative director who's worked with the AAAs, just did their videos, and Eve's Tumor, and you know, some gorgeous visuals, and, you know, something a little more traditional music video that will be next. So,
and live stuff, yeah, too. I mean, you mentioned that. I was going to ask anyway. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yep. Got to go live. Got to be live. Prove that you can actually do it. But I like performing live, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, it's nice to get on a tour or something, or, you know, play some, you know, sad little venues, and just, you know, have people come and just get better. You get better with every performance. You know, I think performing is how you get better. So, you know, if you really want to do it, you gotta get off your ass and make it happen.
Well, I hope I get to see you get off your ass and make it happen one of these nights too. I'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you so much.
John, thank you so much for taking the time. It's so great to meet you. And again, the new single Danger is so much fun in this music video. I can't wait to hear what's next.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Be well. Thank you.
And my thanks to John Roberts. The new single is Danger. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, I'll give you 3 brand new interviews every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith, so I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Sorry, I got stung by a bee.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.